are now listening to the Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adbosoff. We trust that you will be blessed by this message.
Welcome here this morning, all you beautiful people. God's got great things in store for you. You will no longer be able to ignore, because God is about to restore much more in your life this morning. Do you believe it? Welcome to all our churches, Pretoria, the many thousands gathered there, Johannesburg, East Rand, Kroonstad, Welkom and Pangeni, Richards Bay, those in correctional facilities across our country. Welcome in Uppington, Kroonstad, Pretoria, Grootvlei, Paulsmoor, Kimberley, George, our live stream viewers, our television audience. I'm so glad you are here this morning. God's got good things in store for you this morning. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? You're not going to serve God with the same old mindset that you finished last year. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. Come on, there in Pretoria, give the Lord a praise from the left to the right, the front to the back. Everybody, come on, unfold your arms this morning and give the Lord a praise offering. It is good to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is good to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I said it is good to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is good to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Good to see all of you face to face. I know you're going to have a great year. Amen. God's going to bless you out of your socks. God's got much more blessing, because the cattle on a thousand hills still belong to the Lord. Amen. God is still in control. No matter what man says, God is in control. I want to talk to you this morning about God's full restoration. I'm believing God to do great things in your lives. Not only the first 3 months of this year, but the whole year, God's going to do great things in your life. So let's get in the Word. Joel chapter 2, verse 21, the Bible says, "Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done marvelous things. Do not be afraid, you beast of the field, for the open pastures are springing up, and the trees bear its fruit. The fig tree and the vine yield their strength. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain faithfully, and he will cause the rain to come down for you, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month." Hallelujah. I believe it. "The threshing floor shall be full of wheat, and the vat shall overflow with new wine. So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, the chewing locust, my great army which I sent among you." Old covenant, new covenant, a covenant of restoration, and I'm going to talk about that this morning. "You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied." You can say amen anytime. Because the Bible says, "Believe the Lord your God and you will be established. Believe his prophets and you will prosper." So at any time, you can believe any scripture, any promise that comes forth to you today. There in Johannesburg, Pretoria, East Rand, Yarin Bloemenane in Welkom, sitting there in your lounge today, driving back maybe from a holiday, watching your iPad this morning, seeing the Word of God this morning. He says, "You will eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame. Then you shall know that I am the Lord in the midst of Israel. I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. My people shall never be put to shame. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Old men will dream dreams, young men shall see visions, and also on my men servants and maid servants I will pour out my spirit in those days, and I will show wonders in the heaven and in the earth, blood and fire and pillar of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into blood, before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion, the church, and in Jerusalem, there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant who the Lord calls." Our text this morning, verse number 25 and 26. "So I will restore to you all the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, the chewing locust, my great army which I sent among you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame." The prophet Joel comes and he prophesies about a new dispensation that will come with a Messiah through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. He talks about a dispensation of restoration. Say this morning, restoration. I believe that God is going to bring full restoration in many of your lives this year. Many dreams will come to pass this year in Jesus' name. Dead things will come alive. Barren things will produce fruit in the name of Jesus Christ. Those things that have been chewing away at your life, that have been consuming your life, that have been eating away at your life, your emotions, your body, your finances, those things that have made you crawl in this world, God is going to remove from you. Because God says, I will restore the years that the locusts have stolen from you. I will restore good health to you. I will restore peace to your soul. I will restore happiness to your mind. I will restore unity to your family. I will restore my blessing to you. I will anoint your head with fresh oil. Your cup will run over. I will anoint you in the presence of your enemies, that even those who come against you, I will cause them to be driven before you 7 ways. This will be the year of restoration in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare it. If you believe it, give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. God says, I will put my spirit upon you, and when the spirit of the Lord comes upon you, you will prophesy and you will be turned into another man. I want you to know that this is a new covenant that we have with God, a covenant of grace, a covenant of mercy, a covenant that came with the birth of Jesus Christ, where God announces goodwill and peace to all mankind. God does not want your life in turmoil. God doesn't want you living in confusion. God does not want sickness and disease to eat away at your body. Jesus came to give you hope of a better future. God came to restore everything that the enemy has stolen from your life. So my brother and my sister, you better let go of that cynical attitude or that neutral attitude and begin to believe God for full restoration. A lot of people in the church of God that are just surviving, not living as God planned for them to live. In Luke chapter 4 verse 18, remember Jesus announced why he came. He said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to announce the acceptable year of the Lord. Well, the acceptable year of the Lord is the year of Jubilee. It's the year of freedom, the year of liberty, the year of deliverance. That's why Jesus came. You can be free. Well, thank you for your enthusiasm. You don't have to be broken no more. You don't have to carry your burdens any longer. You don't have to crawl because of the enemy, because you're no longer under the yoke of the devil. The Egyptians are no longer your taskmasters. You have been brought out of the land of bondage. You have been redeemed with the mighty hand of God. And this is a new dispensation for you, where God says, I will restore back unto you everything that the devil has stolen from your life. If you believe it, there in Johannesburg, Pretoria, give the Lord a praise offering today. Come on. Hallelujah. In Acts 10 verse 38, the Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, who went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So restoration is God's will for your life. Full restoration, spirit, soul, and body. Do you believe it this morning? I said full restoration. Nothing more, nothing less, nothing else. We're not going to settle for less in 2016. We're going to believe God for full restoration. Jeremiah 30 verse 16, he says, therefore all those who devour you shall be devoured. All your adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. Those who plunder you shall become a plunder. Those who prey upon you will make a prey. For I will restore health to you, and I will heal you in your wounds, says the Lord. So let's talk about this full restoration that I believe God wants to manifest in your life. How to walk in this full restoration. Number one, you have to believe for restoration. Although God gives you a promise, the promises of God are not automatic. Everything you receive from God is by faith. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. In Mark 9:23, the Bible says, if you can believe it, all things are possible to them that believe. So get a vision of restoration. Get a vision of abundance. Get a vision of a better future, of God's preferred future. John 10 verse 10, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Get a vision. God gives you a promise to activate your faith, to get you from where you are to where God wants you to be. God wants you in the land of milk and honey. God wants you in the land of abundance. God wants you in the land where you will eat and be satisfied. That's what he promises in the book of Joel. In that day, I will restore to you everything the devil has stolen from your life. Well, that day has come with the birth of Jesus Christ. You better get ready. You better get excited. You better raise your level of faith, not emotionally, but in the spirit, and believe that good things are heading your way. Come on, say amen. In Hebrews 11 verse 6, the Bible says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So don't just casually stroll into this life. Believe God that this is a new day. Believe God that this is a day of restoration. Believe God that those things that were dead for many years can come alive this year. Those promises that seem so distant can come alive this year, whatever it is. Maybe 7 years you've been believing God. Well, it's a divine cycle of 7 years. Activate your faith again. Believe the Lord. Believe God. Anything can happen. Any moment, anything can happen. Suddenly, something will happen. But one thing I know, that I'm not going to crawl through this year as a beggar. The devil ain't consuming my life any longer. He's not chewing away at my life any longer, because the anointing of God has come, and the anointing of God will remove every burden and destroy every yoke. Come on, say amen in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody say, this is my year. Whether I like it or not, this is my year in Jesus' name. So God gives you a promise to activate your faith. Isaiah chapter 43 said, behold, I will do a new thing in your life. Now it shall spring forth. Will you not know it? Isaiah 42 verse 9 says, behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare. I'm ready for a new thing in Jesus' name. Amen. Same wife, but a new thing. Same job, but a new thing. Same ministry, but a new thing. Not quesera, sera, whatever will be, will be. Not the same old, same old. I have a promise of full restoration. And all I have to do is believe it. I don't have to figure it out. Well, Pastor, we've been to the doctor. We've been trying to fall pregnant now for 12 years, for 9 years, for 7 years. It's not your responsibility to know how you're going to fall pregnant. Your responsibility is to believe the promise of restoration and be together with your husband. And when you see again, there's going to be a baby in your womb. It's not your responsibility to know how you're going to get a job. Your responsibility is to believe God that he will bring a job in the name of Jesus into your life. Come on, say amen. It's not your responsibility to go find the wrong person in the wrong place. Your responsibility is to draw closer to God, to believe God, and God will restore. He will restore your joy, your peace. He will restore your vision. He will restore your faith. He will restore happiness. He will restore whatever you need. That's what God promises. Come on, family. Don't sit neutral. Activate your faith. Believe God that something good is going to happen. I have the promise of divine restoration. Number two, if I'm going to see restoration in my life, I have to develop a restoration mentality. Now, we all know how powerful our thoughts are. 3 John verse 2, the Bible says, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. So God can give a promise. You have to believe the promise, and then you have to get your thinking sorted out. Think prosperous thoughts. Paul the Apostle says, this one thing I do, I forget what is behind and I reach forward to what is ahead. I have to stop focusing on my losses and focus on the promises of God. Stop focusing on yesterday and begin to focus on tomorrow. One thing I do, I don't focus on my disappointments. I don't focus on my failures. I don't nurse and curse and rehearse my setbacks of yesterday. I celebrate the promise of God. I believe God for full restoration. I set my mind on things above that says Jesus came to give me a better life. Don't let yesterday's hurts keep you from tomorrow's promises. Do not let the regrets and the pain of yesterday stop you from advancing in the promises of God. One thing I do, I forget. Part of forgetting means to forgive people. Forgive those who hurt you. Sometimes we go through bad relationships, and these relationships cause us to lose things. You go through a painful divorce, a partnership that breaks up, and you feel like you can never recover what God has in mind for you. I want to encourage you today to forgive those who sinned against you. Forgive those who hurt you. Because bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness will keep you from the promises of God. Be quick to forgive people. Bless your enemies. Pray for those who despitefully use you. Be somebody who chooses not to react because of what happened to you, but choose to respond in the love of God, because love overcomes all things. So this year, forgive everyone that sinned against you. Psalm 66 verse 18, the Bible says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Don't let yesterday's tragedy keep you from tomorrow's triumphs and victories. Forgive those who sinned against you and trust God to restore back into your life everything that was taken from you, that you will meet another man, and this time that man will be Mr. Right. You will have a blessed relationship. Don't live through this life and crawl through this life, as we just saw, with a crawling locust on your back, making you feel inferior and insignificant and as a failure. No, Jesus is the glory and the lifter of your head. It's time for you to stand up with a restoration mentality, to believe that something good is happening or heading your mind, to forget and to let go what has happened yesterday, and to reach on to what is ahead of you. Amen. Amen. Stop seeing yourself in that bad place. Stop seeing your bank balance as zero. You have to change the picture. Get a restoration mentality. Don't focus on the losses, focus on what He promises. God says, I will restore to you the years. Some of you have gone through some hardships, difficulties. God says, I will restore to you the years. I declare it. I prophesy it. God will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten out of your life. God will restore it back to you supernaturally by the Holy Ghost. Say amen this morning. Number three, you have to declare and prophesy restoration. A lot of silent Christians. A lot of people, you ask them, what do you believe in God for? And it's like, they have to think. Well, yeah, the Bible is very clear. With the outpouring of the Holy Spirit comes the ability to prophesy. I will live and not die. I will walk. I will be stronger. I will overcome. I will be the head. I will not be a tail. I will have children. For blessed are the fruit of the womb. Blessed is the man who has his quiver full. My God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You have to prophesy God's promises over your life. Because remember, a blessing is not a blessing unless you declare it. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat the fruit thereof. You better watch what you say. Don't confess your loss. Don't confess your pain. Don't confess your tragedy. Don't confess your turmoil. Don't confess your disappointment. Declare restoration. Speak the word of God. Dear friends, God gives you vision so that you can declare the future. God declares a promise, then we have to begin to prophesy. Declare it. Not sit there all cynical. Well, I heard the pastor say that again. Well, every time you read the Bible, you will hear what God has said before. You can choose at any time to believe it. God says, I will restore back to you. I will restore the years. You will eat and be satisfied. You will live in a land of plenty. God says, I will heal your brokenness. God says, I will remove your pain. God says, I will remove your captivity. God says, I will do a new thing in your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on. Somebody say restoration. In Jesus' name. Amos chapter 3, the Bible says, surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets. A lion has roared, who will not fear? The Lord has spoken, who can but prophesy? You have to get death and doubt out of your tongue. Lay your hands on your womb and say, be blessed. Well, you don't have a womb, my brother. Isaiah 42 verse 22, the Bible says, but this is a people robbed and plundered. All of them are snared in holes, and they are hidden in prison houses. They are a prey, and no one delivers for plunder, and no one says, restore. God gives you a promise of restoration, then you have to declare Restoration. Every day of your life, you have to lay hands on yourself and say, I will live and not die. Whatever your challenge, wherever the enemy has eaten away at your life, whatever has been consuming in your life, don't speak your despair and your disaster and your distraction, but to begin to declare the promise of God. Lay your hand on your wife and call her blessed. Lay your hands on your children, call them blessed. Lay your hands on your business, call it blessed. Lay your hands on your bank balance, call it blessed. Lay your hands on the chair in your home cell and call them filled in the name of Jesus Christ. Restoration will not happen until you declare it, because nothing happens until you declare it. Not question it, declare it. You have to speak over those barren areas in your life. You have to choose to speak words of healing, words of blessing, words of life, because in your mouth is the power to bless and curse. You were created in the image of God, and if you are silent, nothing will change. So number one, you have to believe the promise of God for restoration. Number two, you have to develop an attitude or a mindset for restoration. Number three, you have to prophesy restoration. So every time I ask you, how are you? I want to hear out of your mouth what you believe in God for this year. You have to say it. Abram, Abraham, father of many nations. Sarah, Sarai, mother of princes. Every time. When God brought Ezekiel to the valley of the dry bones, a barren, dry valley. What did God say to him? Number one, God asked him, can these bones live? He said, yes, Lord. Then what did God say to him? Prophesy to these bones. The Bible says, as he prophesied, there was a noise. As he prophesied, you have authority. Three times God commands Ezekiel to prophesy. Prophesy. I don't care how foolish it seems. The Bible says, when the Spirit comes upon you, you will prophesy. What is prophesy? You will declare the future under the unction of God. You declare the word of God. You declare the promises of God. So when you go into your closet, you don't go murmur and complain. You stand in the presence of God with boldness and you lift your hands up high and you say, I will bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. I will bless your holy name. I will not forget all your benefits, Father, for you are the God who has forgiven me. You are the God who has healed me. You are the God who has delivered me. You are the God who crowns my life with good things. You satisfy me with tender mercies and loving kindness. My youth is renewed like the eagles. You declare the word of God over your life in the presence of God. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed going out. I am the head, I'm not the tail. I am blessed coming in. I am blessed in the valley. I am blessed when I walk to the river, through the river, because God is with me. I cannot fail in Jesus' name. Come on, give the Lord a praise if you believe it this morning. Hallelujah. Restoration. You have to believe it. You have to think it. You have to say it. And then you have to receive it. That's where many people miss it. It's like they do not draw closer to God. Sometimes people say, come to church and God wants to fill you up. Well, God's not going to fill you up when you sit over there. You have to draw closer to God. You have to press in. Like that woman with the issue of blood. Restoration will sovereignly come as a work of the Holy Spirit. I don't know when, but it will come as the Spirit wills. That woman with the issue of blood pressed in. Everybody else touched Jesus. She touched him different, with faith, with confession. And the anointing, the Spirit that was in Jesus touched her. So you can come to church every week and miss your moment because you do not come expecting to receive what God wants to do in your life. It may be tomorrow. I've already had countless testimonies of people this last week that said, Pastor, last Sunday you prophesied and you declared a new thing in my life, a new job, a promotion, a new opportunity, and this has happened in my life. I can't tell you how many people have already told me about the new things that are happening in their life, and I'm telling you, sitting here today there in Pretoria, a new thing is going to happen in your life. Come on, you are going to come alive. Dead emotions are going to come alive. Your heart is going to catch fire for the things of God. You are going to do for God what you never thought possible. You will be strong and you will do great exploits in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare it. I prophesy it over you in the name of Jesus Christ. But you have to receive it. You have to receive it. I mean, God wants to anoint you. Are you ready to be anointed? We'll see. God wants to bless you. Are you ready to be blessed? What is it that you are believing God for this year? Nothing is too difficult for God. The greatest work of restoration, surely, is the work of salvation. It's when God comes to restore you in your relationship with Jesus Christ. You've come here today there in Pretoria, sitting on one of those ramps, the balcony, the floor, there in Johannesburg, and you realize that you are lost, that if you die today, you will not go to heaven. What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses himself? I went to church for so many years, never had a relationship with God, never knew who God was. I was afraid of God. Until I met Him, the true God, a God of love, mercy, and grace. This is a new year. It's time for you to make a decision. Which path will you follow this year? Will you follow God? Will you walk with Him? Will you serve Him? Will you give yourself to Him? In the name of Jesus Christ, each one of you pray this prayer right now. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me just as I am. I give my life to you. Thank you that you died for my sin. I believe you rose from the grave. I believe you are alive. I submit my life to you. Thank you for a new beginning. Thank you for a new life. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's sermon. For more information on this ministry, visit our website at www.crc.org.za.